Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on September the 25th. Good morning, our last week in September, 530-605-4567. Is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. You can join our chat room, as if anybody's left for the chat room after yesterday. From what I understand, there was a no-holds-barred fight. Is that right, Bad Bob?
I wouldn't call it no-holds-barred. It was spirited.
Spirited. Is that the way they use, is when they, you know, when they would whack off heads and choke? Oh, that was a spirited cut right there.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay, Linda is recovering. And is trying to catch up on things at the homestead, which is more than needed when you're trying to get all this stuff done around the place. But she'll be back later. 706, gosh, we got a lot of things going on. Bad Bob, tell us what the weather is, will you?
Abundant sunshine, hot high of 97, tonight generally clear, low of 62. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high pushing the century mark as the last gasp of summer gets going. 71 degrees right now. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards. What can I say? Great music. Linda's going to be out there Friday singing her little heart out. So we'll be out there for dinner, and I believe the music starts around 6, and we'll find out for sure. But give them a call, 474-5546. Be cooler up there. Of course, Thursday nights is pizza night. If you can call what they make just like a regular pizza, it's handmade, made in a wood-fired oven. Absolutely great. 474-5546. We got a lot of things going today to try and catch up. What's going on in the Pacific? What's going on in the China Sea? One of the things we want to talk about. We had two of our candidates debating last night, and you know what? And the paper actually, I think, pretty much was fair about it. When it comes right down to it, we got two good men out there battling it out. What else we're going to talk about? Bad Bob's favorite week of the year. Tell me why.
How's that?
Beer week starts tomorrow.
Oh, yes. October 5th.
And our favorite part of the day is when we go to our Wells Fargo Advisors with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, the major averages open in positive territory as investors await updates on the U.S. housing market and consumer confidence. Currently, the Dow's up 52 points at 13,611, while the Nasdaq's up 8 at 3,169, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,462. Oil's up 61 cents this morning at $92.54 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.88%. Gold's up $10.20 this morning at $1,774. Silver's up 31 cents at $34.29 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up 14 cents at $22.49. Home Depot's up 57 cents at $59.97. And Qualcomm is up 34 pennies at $64 even. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yes, Josh Wiley of the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Head on down if you want to find out what's going on in the stock market and the stock world. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. We want to talk about politics. We want to talk about the Chinese and our military, what that means. We want to talk about the Middle East. What's going on there? Why is it continuing? And now, are we still making apologies for the fact that somebody made a stupid movie? And why can't the Muslims understand the concept of free speech? We'll be right back.
Here's North State conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the federal politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen.
A conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Boss, 7:13 in the morning. Gosh, it's good to be back. You know, we had a date. We were able to take a day. We have really good friends, Mitchellax. They own a fly shop, and really, really, really nice people. And they said, look, we've usually got the, you know, there's Antelope Creek Lodge up there where people fly in and drive in. And they do trout fishing up there. Now, I've known the Mitchellax for 3 years, 4 years. And he, you know, like I said, they own the fly shop. They have like 150 guides and, you know, they do fly fishing trips all over the world. And not one time have I been fly fishing. So they said, well, look, we have these 2 days. Let's just head on up. Well, first of all, the people that fly fish are special people, I think. I mean, do you fly fish, Bob?
No, I don't have the patience, quite frankly.
Well, you know what? It's not catching the fish. I've really come to this conclusion. It's all the stuff you have. You know, you first of all, you get yourself, it's all the equipment. You know, it's kind of like people that you see, that may have like, these military types. They have all types of camouflage and all these little things they put on their weapons and all this stuff, which I think is the same thing with fly fishing, because you need stuff. You just need stuff. And then when you get stuff, you want more stuff. It's things like you get stuff hanging around your neck, like these little clippers, because when you have to tie the fly on, and you have to tie different flies on, because you can't just throw the same bait out there. I mean, do you understand this concept? Is what you're doing is you're throwing things, you're throwing stuff, you're throwing this, you're trying to lightly present this fly to a fish so it plops down where they look at it and they see this as a food source and not something that just crashed into the water like I usually, like me, I'm like flailing the water out there and it looks like a motorboat. But when you finally get into that, and then I had a trout come up and literally take it into its mouth. And then spit it out. It obviously did not like the taste. Knew it wasn't real. So then what do you do? So you have to change flies. Well, then you try and find a fly they like. Well, they know what they like a lot better than I know what they like. So I stayed with the same grasshopper. I just happened to leave one in a tree and one in a bush. So I had to retie them on. So this is why you need the clippers and you need the other things to take the hook out of the mouth. But I did finally catch my very first fish on a fly rod. And it was exciting. Got it all the way to the shore, was looking at it, holding in it, and he released himself or herself with the, just splashed back into the water. So it was a successful day. What can I say? It's a lot. You have to know so much. You have to know what kind of bugs they like, and you have to know, again, I mean, and it's like, oh, I've got a fly rod. One, you have one fly rod. It's like having one pair of underwear.
So this was a catch and release thing.
Oh, yeah.
Considering now, your career in law enforcement?
Yeah. Well, in this one, they've got such a beautiful, they've done so much work up there. They have an award-winning stream. They rebuilt that whole stream and stream complex up there, put it back into nature, and recovered where all the cattle had been, and from, you know, years, you know, in the last century of logging that just totally tore up the stream. And he's got two truly nice lakes up there filled with trout that he uses for classes. You know, for people when they teach people how to fly fish. Well, one of the things about wanting to fly fish, you need to catch something. So they're out there. Great time. The other thing is, another bit of advice is never get on an ATV with Mike Michalak. He will take you up 9,000 feet up to the top of some mountain. And as you're standing up there going, great view, then realizing you've got another 9,000 feet on the way back down. All right. Let's talk about some other things that happened. Bassetti Dally. In the debate last night, trying to distance themselves. How do you pick two men? Two conservative Republicans that are running. Two men that have the best, and, you know, I've talked to both of them. I believe they do have the best interest of their constituents in their hearts. There's got to be some kind of difference there. And we're going to try, and as the next couple of weeks goes on, We'll have Mom. We had Brian on yesterday. We'll have Rick on again. We'll have Brian and Rick maybe on. Same time, and just try to get, you know, put a difference there. I think that you're going to win with this group. But there's a difference there that, you know, that on how they're going to do things. There's some interesting points. Interesting points. Now, the other thing I got to do this weekend was talk to somebody who's been in the logging industry for decades. And they talked about things like $70,000 to get a timber harvest plan. $70,000, whether it's 4 acres or 1,000 acres. $70,000, and it takes months to get it. And the damage that all of this has done, the damage the environmentalists do, in the sense of the rabid environmentalists, not everybody, of course, but the things that happen and the restrictions put on loggers. When you go up there, you see the examples of what happens when you can thin out a forest, when you're coming back down in that from Mount Shasta on the back roads. What happens when you thin a forest out? It's beautiful in there. It absolutely beautiful. Yet to try to get a permit to thin out the forest, you might as well get one for clear cutting the forest. It's absolutely that hard. And it costs so much money to do this. This is why, it's why the number of board feet, which by the way is 1 inch by 1 foot, that's how you measure board feet. Why the amount of board feet has dropped so dramatically, and how it's going to continue to drop if we don't take a good look. I mean, the pendulum has swung so far over against logging and biomass and those types of things that it's remarkable. Now we're going to try and have the forester on. It's going to talk about how they take care of the land. At the same time, you can harvest wood. You can harvest lumber and still take care of the property. You can still have environmentally sound ways of doing this. They're there to preserve the environment. Get rid of that thought of 100 years ago of how they used to cut. It's gone. You need to talk to somebody that does it right now and how they save the forest and how that can help all of us. We're going to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda. Linda is on assignment this morning, 7:22. We're going to be talking with Lucky Jasrani later on about, you know, legal aspects, but let's get into some other things here. You realize, you know, that we're cutting back on our Navy right now, our Navy, Army, all the armed forces with this sequestration possibility. After already losing the $47 billion out of the budget, now we're getting ready to lose another $54 billion, which kind of takes us down again, as I say it over and over again. People don't seem to remember this or believe this. Look it up yourselves, please. The smallest Navy since World War One, the smallest Air Force ever, over 50,000 Marines and soldiers out of a job as we start cutting back. No defense research and development, or very little, million jobs lost in the defense industry. Can we go on? Bases closing? So what have the Chinese done? Well, they've just launched their first aircraft carrier. Remember we were talking about they'd launched it. Now they've put it into service. One of many that are coming down the pike. This one is in service. They are proud of it. And guess what else is going on at the same time? Oh, that's right. China and Japan are having the words over these islands in the East China Sea. They used to be belong to an individual, if you can believe it, but Japan bought them from a private owner, and this has put China's underwear up their crack, if they wear underwear. The point is that now, you know, things, they're rattling swords, and now they've put their new aircraft carrier into service. And let me see, islands, water, ships, aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers are meant for one thing, and look it up, they're meant to project power. How are they going to project power? Well, they stick their noses in there, and it's not just the aircraft carrier, it's those planes, those pesky planes that are on that aircraft carrier, and the battleships and destroyers that are around the aircraft carrier to protect it. So you've got like 10 ships out there, and the Chinese have launched their first one and put it into service. It's heading out. Now, they're going to have a bunch more. They're coming out. They're going to start popping them off the assembly line in, my gosh, next year. So, how many, and while they're building aircraft carriers, we're seeing how many ships we can decommission at the same time. Hello? Anybody back in D.C. watching this? No, are these same people that are watching this, were they the same ones watching what was happening in the Middle East? You know, you hope when you leave away for a weekend and you're away from everything because there's no cells, there's no, you know, internet, there's nothing, that things change. And then you come back and you realize they haven't changed, it's gotten worse. Hundreds of people killed over riots, over a, you know, over a supposed movie. And then we're still saying, oh my gosh, trying to blame it on the movie when it, indeed it was something that we should have seen 2 weeks before it happened, and it still happened. We sent the ambassador out to an unprotected area, a non-hardened house, with no armed guards, it appears now. And Obama and company, of course, they denied all that, now they're admitting it. So, I mean, there's just, I mean, when you have this, and they're saying, well, it's not their fault. They don't understand the concept of free speech. No, I think they understand exactly what free speech means. They use it over here all the time, so I think they do understand what free speech is. The point is, what they don't understand is that you can't just pick and choose. It seemed to be confused, as somebody said, over the concept of hate speech and free speech. So somehow that a movie that says something that they don't like about Muhammad is hate speech, instead of the freedom of, you know, to be able to say these things. You know, well, frankly, maybe just at this part, maybe there is something to that. What is hate speech? Bad Bob, you've been in the business for a long time. So tell me, what is your example of hate speech?
That is a tough one. I think Mr. Jezrani would probably be better to, I don't know if you're looking for a legal definition, but I think that it is, in my view, something that demonstrates a person's own intolerance for someone who's not like them, and it is words or actions that are designed to degrade another human being.
Okay, hate speech and a hate crime then. So if I kill you, it's a hate, I mean, it's just a crime. But if I kill you because you've got a beard, it's a hate crime.
That works.
All right. Now, are they add things to it? I frankly never have understood this concept that if you kill somebody, isn't that bad enough? But they're saying, you know, but of course now it is, oh no, you're killing somebody just because of who they are. Not because you're a low life character that's just going to kill somebody. You're killing them because they are something. Black, white, brown, gay, straight, whatever. Bearded. All right. So we have to add that on there. But hate speech. Hate speech. When you say, oh, this person has done hate speech because they've practiced their First Amendment rights, but you're saying something about somebody. What? Gays are bad. Heteros are bad. I mean, is this hate speech? Or do you have to be specific on what hate speech is?
I think that the definition does need to be looked at because right now it's being used as a weapon to silence people you don't happen to agree with.
It's political correctness at its very, very, very worst in many cases. That's hate speech. Well, I'm not sure what hate speech is. Somebody needs to tell me what that is. And I'm sure somebody out there will and can. And maybe you're right. Maybe we need to ask Lucky. Maybe it is a legal point that we have to get into. But anyway, there's more. Did I tell you that Beer Week starts? Did I mention that? Did I say where it was going to be at, though?
B-E-R-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Did I tell you where it's going to be, though? Did I say it was going to be starting tomorrow, and if you go to Mary's, that you'll see beer? Did I say that? Well, this is going to be Beer Week for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I guess it's going to be through Sunday. Starts tomorrow all day at Mary's Pizza. Opening ceremony is at the Reading Civic Auditorium at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Till closing, they're going to be at Bleachers. Thursday, again, more beer. They're going to be all over the place. Liquor Barn, Castle Lounge, Maxwell's. Well, I like Maxwell's. It's right down the street here.
Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin who said that, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy?
I think so. And didn't they say if it wasn't for ale, Irishmen would rule the world? Anyway, Reading Beer Week. Talk to the Catalyst people, the young professionals in the Catalyst group who have put this together, and it looks like beer has weathered the economy. It's kind of like hanging right in there. Gee, I wonder why.
Especially all these craft beers. There's some good stuff out there.
Well, there is. You know, these microbreweries everywhere. So, you know what? Hooray for the Catalyst Group and for other people that help bring together Beer Week. I mean, if it's big enough to have it at the Civic Auditorium as a kickoff, then I guess we'll just have to, you know, I'm waiting to have the crowds march down Market Street with their big beer stein singing, you know, we love beer.
Just in time for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, okay, we get back. We're going to be talking Shasta Nutrition. We'll be calling the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green down on Wall Street as consumer confidence jumped to a seven-month high in September. A separate report showed home prices rose for a fourth straight month in July. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 48 points. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 are higher as well. Shares of Barnes & Noble are higher as the company slips into the streaming business. The retailer is launching Nook Video this fall and says the service will be available then as well. The company has licensed content from major studios including HBO, Starz, Walt Disney Studios, and Viacom. LeapFrog shares are jumping today. This after the company said its LeapPad 2 was selected as one of Walmart's top holiday toys. LeapFrog has seen more competition recently from the likes of Apple as the tech giant expands its products towards toddlers. On the flip side, Tesla shares are down sharply after slashing its 2012 revenue forecast. The electric car maker cites the slower than expected rollout of its Model S sedan for the lower forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Do you trust the stock market or the national debt? Let's face it, this election year, stocks look artificially overbought. Move into gold and silver. Use your retirement account. Don't pay expensive fees. Exclusive offer. Free setup and storage fees. Discover how. Call Goldworth. Receive your guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit Goldworth.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, this is Glenn Hawes. Wanda and I would like to invite you to a special event we are having for Brian Daly. Brian is running for State Assembly, and we would like you and your family to meet Brian and his family Wednesday, the 26th of September. Come on out to historic Hawes Farms for some barbecue. Bring the whole family for a fun evening of rides and activities. Gates open at 5 and dinner is at 6. Brian is a hardworking, successful farmer who will make a great assemblyman. Come out and show your support. You can buy tickets online at briandaly.com or call 276-7743 to find out where you can pick up tickets. Once again, come out and meet Brian Daly and his family September 26th at Hawes Farms, Dershowitz Deschutes Roads in Anderson. See you there.
This message was paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's out fixing things this morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster guarantees his work from a small little chip in your windshield, which you see all the time, which, you know, now, if you made it through the hot summer, now when it gets really cold in the winter, water gets in there, cracks it immediately. He can fix that small chip up to cracks 24 inches long. Go down to 3280 Market Street and tell Jeff you said hello and tell him we sent you. Give him a call at 241-8373. He can fix your windshield when others can't. All right. I don't see our guest out there, so let's keep going. We talked about this one. Okay, here's the latest. Here's another one. Identifying yourself when you vote. Voter ID. What is the big thing about having to show your ID when you go to vote? I'm missing something here, right? This is saying they're disenfranchising millions of people because they don't have some kind of ID.
Does that mean I can sue somebody when they ask to see my ID when I whip out my credit card?
And how many times do people ask you for things like, oh, you want a Dish TV? Or not a Dish TV, but a Dish setup? What's your Social Security number? They can ask for my Social Security number if I want to get, you know, if I want to sign up for Dish. Yet if I go down to vote and they can't see my ID?
So I'm wrong there.
Hey, you go to... You go to a Blockbuster. They want to see who you are.
Yeah, right? When you donate blood.
They want to see who you are. What's wrong with this? Well, really, how does it disenfranchise people? I see people, they get irate. Well, poor people don't have IDs. Yeah, they do. Illegals have IDs. How can illegals get IDs? If you're illegal and you walk into you can get a driver's license in New Mexico. If you're illegal, and they're trying to do it right here in California, if you're an illegal, you can get a driver's license in California. Come on. And yet, you're saying you can't show, there's no way of getting ID to show that that's who you are when you get ready to vote? Speaking of which, 6.5 million people in the United States that are eligible to vote won't vote this year. I don't know how you can tell. How can you tell what that number is? Frankly, I think it's more. And frankly, if you don't vote, I don't care. Is it a slap in the face to the military and everybody else that's for the last 230 plus years, that have stood up for this country? Yeah. But if you don't want to vote, then don't vote. Let the people that care vote. And then the only thing you do is, here's the last part on this. You can't say anything afterwards. Oh, didn't vote. Sorry. What you think doesn't count. Let's go to the phones. Kate, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
How are you doing?
Oh, fine. I have an idea.
Okay.
Well, when everybody gets their insurance cards, then they can show their insurance cards to vote.
There you go.
When
we're forced in getting those insurance cards, then you have to show your insurance cards because everybody's going to have one of those, right?
Well, and maybe they'll even have a picture on them.
You'll have your papers.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? Here's the funny thing is they say, you know, everybody will buy insurance. You know, what a patent lie that is. That's the other thing. Let's think about this. Well, how are you going to prove? I mean, what if they don't? Well, we're going to fine them through the Internal Revenue Service.
Or send them to jail.
They're going to send people to jail for not having an insurance card. But here's the other thing: is what if they don't pay income taxes? So what are you going to take out of them? How are you going to fine them if they're not already paying income taxes?
Well, and you know, with automobile insurance, some people buy their automobile insurance to get their car license. And then they cancel.
Then they dump it. Yeah.
And
you know what? I don't know how much
enforcement there is on that.
Well, I don't know. Probably not a lot. Anyway. Okay, Kay, that's a good idea.
Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Let's go on to that one. You know what? That's the other thing, too. And I'm just going to go from spot to spot right now because I'm offended by the fact that I see, that so many people, one, are not going to vote. But then they want to whine about it later on that they were, you know, bad, bad.
Are they too busy watching the latest reality show to walk down there?
You know what? I went through the TV channels. You know, there's like 256 TV channels you can get. Maybe there's more. I don't know.
TV these days.
No, but I think there's like 250. Now, you go through 256 channels. Now, some of them are, you know, a lot of this Home Shopping Network and that. Some are the Spanish. I don't get those because I don't speak Spanish. There's others but then you start looking at all these reality shows, like under the History Channel. There's reality shows.
Yeah.
under the Discovery Channel. There's reality shows. And of course, the final, the one, Honey Boo Boo, which I, everybody, please, keep a brain in your head and don't watch this. I watched like 5 minutes of it one of the first weeks. Everybody's talking about it, and I looked at it, and I realized these people from Georgia that they've chosen must have come through centuries of inbreeding.
Shallow into the gene pool.
Oh, my gosh. But this thing, okay, but this show, this tells you where we're at. They have more viewers than the Republic and the Democratic Convention on those nights it was on.
Oh, man.
Honey Boo Boo. That's where we are. But you see all these Gator Boys, Pawn Stars, Bridezillas, I Killed Her But Didn't Mean To. All these reality shows. What is this?
Pawn Stars I actually find interesting. I've seen it a few times on cable because you see these things that they have to establish their – look at the history and get the value. That I actually find educational. But
how about this for a reality show? How about we start following our warriors around in Afghanistan?
There you go.
And just start showing this. There's a reality show. You want a reality show? That's it. Let's walk down the street here. Boom. Oh, look. Bobby just lost his left leg. You want a reality show? Boom. Oh, good. Look. Joey lost his right leg and his testicles. Oh, good. Why don't we watch that? And I tell you what. Put that on a reality show and see how long that show lasts. See how long that it stays on the air and see how long we have to keep our people in combat. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Yeah, Carl Lindebach. 7:45 in the morning, September the 25th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. You know, Shasta Gas and Propane wants to ask you a question. Do the other companies offer flexible payment plans, like budget payments? One-third of the annual heating demand is on January and February. If you prefer to spread your heating bills over a year, then call Shasta Gas and Propane at 530-365-3793. You know, you've got a lot of choices you can make. And why don't you choose Shasta Gas and Propane? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Our buddies down there do great work. All right, let's go on. There was an article in the paper about Mitt Romney. What was an article somebody wrote? Mitt Romney, who never served in the military. And he had a chance, but he got deferments because he was on missionary work and all this. And they're talking about, oh, isn't that, you know, that's terrible. Look at him, you know, he's never served like the rest of us. Well, do we really want to get into this fist fight? Do you Democrats really want to get into this fist fight about who served and who hasn't served? Frankly, I think you shouldn't even be eligible to be the president of the United States of America unless you have served in the military. Oh, yeah. I don't think you should be eligible to serve as the president of the United States of America unless you have served in the military. That you have given, put your life on the line for this country, whether it's called or not. Whether that check is cashed or not. I think you should have served. I think that we should put that as part of the criteria, just besides being born here. Be a hero for this country. Stand up for this country. Now, when's the last time you think Barack Obama got into a fist fight? Well, that's not important, isn't it? When's the last time this man got pushed? I mean, not on a basketball court and surrounded by Secret Service agents and gets elbowed or that. When's the last time he got into a roll around in the dirt fight, poke you in the eye, fist fight? When's the last time that happened? And did he win? And if he lost, did he get up? Did he learn something from that? Oh, that's not important. Yes, it is. You want a person that's in the Oval Office that understands what's it like to serve. And I'm not talking as a community organizer. To serve where somebody's telling him what to do, what to think, what to wear, what to eat, when to eat, and to get up there and attack that hill. And there's no real good reason for it. Just you have to do it. Yeah, I want somebody that's experienced that. So that when that person has been given those orders, then when he gives orders, he understands the ramifications of that. I don't think he understands it. I don't think Romney understands it either when it gets down to that. But at least Romney has had some kind of business background where he's run businesses. Obama hasn't even done that. So when this person writes about, and I don't remember the person's name, and it was like 298 comments, which I didn't read, I just read part of them. It comes down to this, is let's look at Clinton. I think Clinton, wasn't Clinton cleared by Carter with that amnesty thing? Did I read that, or did Clinton get so many? He got a deferment here because you're supposed to go to ROTC, and he refused to go to ROTC. So, I mean, the whole thing is weird. On that, but that he was pardoned by Carter, so he could run for president. I don't know, but the thing is, okay, so who'd you have, you know, that hasn't been in? Bush was in. I know you don't like to think about it, but yeah, Bush was in the National Guard. He can fly a jet. Was Gore in the service? I think Gore was in the service. Gore was, I think, in Vietnam. He's a photographer, at least for sure. Yeah, well, but he was in. Who hasn't been? Obama hasn't been. Romney hasn't been.
What about Biden?
Biden hasn't been, but his son is. His son was a lawyer in the military. It's you know, that counts. Even though the Bidens, from what I just got some stuff, it's like selling some veterans down the tubes. Not Joe, but Joe Jr.
What if Harry Reid served?
I don't know. Nancy Pelosi? No. But no, let's talk about it. How many have really served and who has served? Is this silly? Is this something that should, if you're going to run this country, if you're going to be the president of this country, should you have served in the military? It used to be you had to have served in the military or you wouldn't even have gotten the vote. Do people just don't care anymore about that? It's just another thing not to care about. Is if you've served in the military. So, but when you start this thing about Romney not serving, don't go there because Obama's been further away. And frankly, Obama, I'm getting ready to write a long-winded blog, number of blogs about Obama in the military starting on the night of his inaugural when he chose not to show up for the Medal of Honor ball. Instead, he went to a hip-hop ball. And, this group of men who have given the ultimate sacrifice to this country, they're still alive, won the highest decoration for bravery this country can give. When they through their actions, they received this commendation. Obama didn't even show up for that ball. The first president since this ball was in, you know, came into conception that didn't show up. That's, we can start there, but don't worry. I've got like 50 others in there, too. Obama's war in the military. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hawes Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, watermelon eating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting, purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Billies, playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Hawes Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Hawes Ranch on Dershowitz and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott. 7:54 in the morning, September the 25th. We finished up September. It was 30 degrees when we were up there in the mountains up there around Deer Creek. Up past Mount Shasta.
Crisp.
Oh, I have 30 degrees. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies there, Espresso Joe's, they've got some you know, the best coffee, great prices. You go over to the humidor, they have got new selections of cigars in there that are just, I mean, just, they are outstanding and in great prices. Wow. They're holding the line. You're going to get the best prices on tobacco in this town at Tobacco and Brew, whatever kind of tobacco it is. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. You're on fire today.
Well, you know what? It's starting to, you know what? I'm starting to get offended by things. Like, I see a reality show, Honey, Honey, Boo, Boo. Okay, how about this? Tots and Tierras. It's the show that pedophiles look at. I swear to God, it's got to be. You know, okay, if everybody looks at it, not everybody's a pedophile, but you know that they're doing. I'm getting this from the, you know, from law enforcement. But then you get that, and you see all this crap. And then you have, you want to show reality? How about showing reality of combat, people putting their lives on the line? Maybe things will change then, because it's obvious neither one of the presidential nominees have got one iota of what it takes to put on a uniform, pick up a weapon, and put your life on the line.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because, you know, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because you have a very good point that unless you serve, how can you lead? But at the same time, you know, I'll use myself as an example. When I was 12, I lost a spleen. I've had health problems. I could never pass a medical. Does that mean I'm any less of a human being than somebody who has better health and could go into the military?
Not at all. It means that there may be another type of service you can do for this country. I'm not talking about community organizing. Maybe it'll be
right,
maybe
right.
Jay then can come in and work with veterans that have been wounded, or you know what, work to clean the roads or something. But some kind of national service. Now, I just believe that if you're going to run for president and you don't have a physical infirmity that you haven't, you know, a spleen or a leg or something like that, then you should have served. That you should get into that to understand, to meet, if nothing else, you meet people that aren't anything like you. And you have to deal with that. And you have to deal with it at the personal level. Maybe that personal level is a fist fight. Maybe it's just learning about the other person. Maybe it doesn't have to be violent, but maybe just learning about the other person. But the other is serving and having somebody tell you what to do so you learn how to give those orders.
And that's an excellent point. But, you know, I just don't think that should be the only thing. I think it would definitely be a great enhancement. But I like the other point, is that, show evidence that you care.
That you've given selflessly.
Yeah.
Not that you're being paid to do it, but you're given selflessly. Maybe it's fighting fires. You know, when you turn 18, you're out there fighting fires, or you're on the fire lines or something. But something that shows you have given selflessly in an organization where you learn how to take, where you learn how to take orders. And you learn how to interact. That's what I'm saying, is you're just, you know, frankly, I still think the military has, you know, ought to be somewhere on that resume if somebody's going to run for this country.
You got to have some skin in the game.
Yeah, I think it's a huge enhancement. But I mean, let's be blunt. If you look at the two candidates, one of them you can easily see as an officer. The other one you can easily see in the brig. So it's not really that big of a surprise.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
Yellow cab. Anytime you need to give Jay a call.
We need a cash cab Redding show. That would be, that's not so much of a reality show, because people actually have to show some brain to do well in the show.
Yeah, it'd be something like that. Okay, I know that'll never happen. You know, the fact is, you know, actually having somebody that one of the criteria to be president, besides being born in this country, is serving the military. Of course, if you can get around one, I guess you could get around another one. I didn't say it like that. Yeah, I did. Just to get a rise out of people. Frankly, we all know that President Obama was born in Texas. He must have been because, it's Texas, because remember when Bush was the president and they said he was in collusion with all of Texas oil buddies because the cost of gasoline was so high. It was like, what, $1.85? So it was those Texas oil men, and they were in collusion with George Bush. Well, gas is over $4 a gallon now, and it's selling $100 a barrel. So obviously, Barack Obama must be in collusion with those oil people.
Mm.
And so he must be from Texas too.
Hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, no, it must be. You've got, if Bush was in collusion with them when gas was half the cost, and people were screaming about it before the election. Why aren't the same people screaming about it? Because Barack must be in collusion with the oil companies. Because it's at $4 a gallon.
I'd be curious to see the casualty figures between Bush and Obama, and where's Cindy Sheehan now?
Where is she? Where is Cindy Sheehan? Why isn't she out there? Why isn't she out there parked at Barack Obama's house, or where he ever goes on a vacation with 100 other people saying, stop the war, stop the war? Well, you know why. You know why it is. Come on. We'll be right back. We got Lucky Jezrani. If you're going to have a lawyer, why wouldn't you want a lawyer named Lucky?
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Today we must reaffirm that our future will be determined by people like Chris Stevens and not by his killers.
President Obama speaking out at the UN about the murder of our ambassador to Libya and three other Americans. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live at the UN in New York.
President Obama saying the only cure for hateful speech is free speech, that there are no words, videos, or slander that can justify violence.
We have taken these positions because we believe that freedom and self-determination are not unique to one culture. These are not simply American values or Western values. They are universal values.
President Obama saying the Syrian regime must go, also saying diplomacy can take the place of war, but the time is not unlimited for Iran, that the U.S. will do what it must to prevent the Iranian regime from obtaining nuclear weapons. Dave?
Courtney, Mitt Romney's calling for change. Now the U.S. hands out foreign aid, wanting the focus to be on
work.
The Republicans saying helping create jobs in developing countries
transforms minds from fantasy and fanaticism to reality.
There's a case about drunk driving that the Supreme Court is going to take up. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The issue has divided state and federal courts. A Missouri man who refused a breathalyzer says the arresting officer made no attempt to get a warrant before ordering a blood test. The Missouri Supreme Court agreed, arguing officers must get a warrant before a blood test unless a delay threatens life or could destroy evidence. Other courts have said the dissipation of alcohol in blood is reason enough to call for a blood test before a warrant. Dave.
Jared, the Supreme Court's also restored a congressional redistricting in West Virginia, a lower court throughout. We're more optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence rose this month to the highest level since February. Another report showed home prices rose in all 20 major cities tracked. And on Wall Street, the Dow's up 60 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each filling cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
What Todd Akin said about women and rape and abortion had fellow Republicans urging him to drop out of the Missouri Senate race. He refused, and today's the last day he could.
It's been more than a month since Missouri Congressman Todd Akin said this.
It's a legitimate rape. The female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
The comment had fellow Republicans, including Mitt Romney, calling for him to drop out of the Senate race.
A lot of people said a lot of things in the first 48 hours.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who stuck by Akin, campaigning with him in the St. Louis suburb of Kirkwood.
In the crunch in October, Governor Romney is going to be for the entire ticket, and he's going to be for Todd Akin.
A conservative group that shied away from Akin now considering sending some money his way. Jane Fox News Radio.
The wildfire in San Diego County, California, that burned down 20 homes, killing a man inside one who'd refused to evacuate, is down to a smolder.
It came through. It was like a freight train. Most unbelievable noise I've ever heard. It was just this roaring thing.
Now, firefighters do warn gusty winds could spark that fire back up. The NFL's much-maligned replacement refs stuck in the middle of yet another controversy.
The game's final play is a Wilson lob to the end zone, which is...
fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who they give it to? Touchdown!
Giving Seattle the win last night on ESPN, but the officials weren't sure about it.
One guy goes up, touchdown. The other said no time.
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson says,
"It was a great catch, great play."
But Packers fans and players don't think so, believing the refs blew the call.
I think we got robbed last night. Green Bay got robbed. They need to put back the normal referees. The replacement referees need to go home.
The regular officials remain locked out in a contract dispute. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker weighing in on Twitter, calling for the return of the union NFL referees. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda. By Linda is out getting things done, trying to catch up after this weekend. 8:05 on September the 25th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're chatting in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. Get into that. What's the weather today, Bad Bomb?
Sunny and hot, high at 97, light and variable winds, still very high fire danger. Keep that in mind. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 62. Sunny tomorrow, a high pushing the century mark. Currently 71 degrees in Reading with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, head on out there this Friday. Linda's going to be singing with her band. Give them a call at 474-5546 because you're going to need reservations. They fill that place up quick. And there, plus, of course, great chow, great food, all during the week, lunches. And then on Thursday night, you have pizza night, along with the regular menu. Great wine, great ambiance, service, and it's cooler up there. So, and some more vineyards. Okay, we're going to be going to, do we have Josh on? Okay, we're going to be going to our Wells Fargo advisors with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. The major averages opened in positive territory after a report showed home prices in 20 major U.S. cities unexpectedly rose 1.2% in July from a year ago. The market held gains after consumer confidence rose more than expected in September. Currently, the Dow's up 58 points at 13,617, while the Nasdaq's up 14 at 3,175, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1,463. Oil's up 81 cents at $92.74 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.91%. Gold's up $9.70 this morning at $1,774, while silver's up 29 cents at $34.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Google's up $12.66 at $762.05, Intel's up a dime at $22.90, and Bank of America's up 6 pennies at $9.17. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They give us the latest on what's happening in Wall Street. And if you've got questions about what to do with Wall Street, how to invest your money, head on down to the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. But before we do that, I want to mention is that the Shasta County Supervisors this morning will hear public input and possibly accept the county's regional climate action plan. But if they accept the plan that aims to ward off climate change, it will still have to go out for environmental review before being officially adopted. There's a lot of people that don't like that plan. A lot of people are getting, oh, wait a minute, before you start doing that, there's a lot of things to it that could have impacts on us, especially on the air quality, about just what can be done. Are we talking about forced busing, forced carpooling, forced anything? You might want to head on down there. It begins at 9 a.m. They're going to hold the workshop at the end of the regular board meeting. So you have a regular board of supervisors meeting that starts at 9 a.m. And then the workshop on the plan begins after that. So however long the board of supervisors takes, we'll see how many of them show up. And then they'll go into this. Almost no elements of the plan are mandatory for county residents, but it still stirred controversy because it looks like there's new environmental regulations, but it says none are mandatory yet. But take a look about what they want to do. this is a good time to do it. So you head over there at 9 o'clock is the Board of Supervisors meeting. It's always good to see what they're doing over there anyway. But it's going to happen after that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Lucky is here with us. Lucky has entered the studio. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. Yeah, 8:13 in the morning, September the 25th. September is gone. First day of fall was, what, Saturday, I believe, huh, Bad Bomb? This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors today, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and surrounding areas. These are your neighbors doing great deals for you. Everybody, you know, you're looking for that previously owned or that brand new car, truck, or SUV, head on down to Reading Crown Motors. They can make you a deal that you'll never forget, and then they're going to service that vehicle perfectly. Anything that needs to be done, they're going to take care of it. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by Cypress Avenue at 555 Cypress Avenue. Stop by, say hello, take a look at the deals they have. I mean, a Dodge, Ram, Ford, truck. Okay, that F-150, you need a new one. I know you do. All right, Reading Crown Motors. Okay, Lucky Jesrani.
Good morning.
It's that time of the month again. Here we come.
Yeah.
We have our regular legal update every month with you. Yeah. Hey, congratulations for the award you just won.
Well, thank you so much.
Favorite of the North State, favored?
The best of the North State.
Best of the North State, that's right. And you were in the lawyer category.
Right, I was among the best of the top three in the lawyer category. Mm-hmm. That just came out on Sunday.
Okay, now you finished behind a very, very well-known pair who've been around here for 40 years, called Barr and Mudford.
Yeah, Dugan Barr and his partner, Mr. Mudford, both great attorneys. So
both well-known? They are well-known. They've been around here for decades. Well-deserved reputation.
It's good company to be surrounded with, Joe Gazzigli in there.
Okay,
too.
Joe Gazzigli was in. Okay, now Joe's been in a lot of high-profile cases, but here's Lucky. Jez Ronnie, you're nipping at the heels of Barr and Mudford, huh?
I guess so.
That's great. Now, how do you become how do you get into the North State favorite like this?
Well, this was something I put on by the Record Searchlight, and they were accepting nominations, and people voted over the last, I believe, 6 weeks or so. So it was nice to see that many of the people in the community supported me and voted for me to be among the best of the North State. It was pretty exciting to see that.
Well, obviously they felt like that.
Yeah. Well, very much appreciated.
Well, you know what? You get what you deserve. I know that's what I believe. Okay, now, we were going to talk about, and we're going to have to put this off until the next time, we were going to talk about family law.
The child.
We can talk a little bit about that, but you're a hired gun that you bring in, because lawyers bring in other lawyers.
Right, and I work with and consult with other attorneys. Yeah. I don't necessarily hire them, but when it's something that's not within my realm of practice, I either refer it out or consult with another attorney.
You just don't try to BS your way through.
No, you can't guess. You can't try to just figure it out. Yeah. Best way I try to describe it to my clients is, you know, if you've got an arm issue, you're not going to go to a foot doctor. You're going to go to an arm doctor. So you want to make sure you use the right tool for the right issue.
There you go. The right caliber for the right hunt.
That's right. Right.
Okay. Now, so we want to talk about a few other things then.
Yeah.
You know, Bad Bob had a good question. Now, just kind of, this happens to some people. Bad Bob, what was your question? If you've got questions for Lucky Jezrani, the lawyer of choice here, give us a call at 530-605-4567. A point maybe you're interested in, something that, gosh, you know, what if this happens? What should I do? And Lucky's going to try and answer those questions, among other things we'll be working at today.
All right, you're standing in the doorway. You've got a summons in your hand. You've just been served. The process server's walking away. This thing hits you out of the cold blue. Your neighbor's suing you for something. What's the first thing you do? Do you grab the phone book and start flipping through the pages and pick the biggest ad, or what?
Well, the biggest thing to not do is wait. Too many of my clients toss it away, put it on the table, a coffee table, make it into a paperweight of some kind or a coaster, and the issues move very, very quickly once you've been served with a lawsuit. It can depend on what it's for. If it's for an unlawful detainer, there's a 5-day window where you need to have something submitted to the court, some form of answer, or some sort of responsive pleading. If it's a regular civil case, you only have 30 days. 30 days might seem like a lot of time, but in all reality, it's really not. Everything moves incredibly quickly. So the number one thing to do is not wait. Another issue that I often see coming up is clients will glance through it and misunderstand what it says. Often there's a single sheet of paper in there that's called a CMC sheet, and there's a date listed on there, and they mistakenly believe that's their hearing date or a trial date because it's set about 4 to 5 months out. That's not correct. If you just wait for that date, your case is going to be you're going to have a judgment against you if that's the only thing you're waiting for. So the number one thing is to find an attorney. Where you find an attorney is up to you, whether it be the phone book, other referrals, some attorney you may know. It's just important to pick the right attorney for the right issue that you're dealing with. But consulting with an attorney very, very quickly after you've been served with the lawsuit is paramount. I can't impress that enough onto people.
Even if it's you consider it just a, you know, what is this? This is a nuisance. I mean, what do you mean I can't mow my grass before 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And I'm being sued for that.
Well, if someone has taken the step to sue you over something, it's important enough to them that they're taking action. And they've taken action to that further step to even serve you with that lawsuit. So to ignore it or to assume that it's no big deal is very dangerous territory. Often I do get clients coming to see me after they have had a judgment imposed against them, and ends up being a lot more complicated to help them out because judgment's already been in effect. We have to work on undoing it. That is not an easy process at all.
Well, you know, and I agree that once it gets started, once it gets into the grist mill there, then we start, you know, then you start, once you get it in, once it gets started, if you can, you want to always try to head it off.
Absolutely.
Because once it gets into action, then now we have problems.
Very true.
Okay.
Very true.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Lucky Jezrani, almost best in the North State, really close. Next year, who knows? We'll be right back. Lucky Jezrani, we're having our legal hour. If you've got a question for the lawyer, if you've got something that you've got a question about a legal, something that's affecting you legally and or things, something that's affecting your family, give us a call here at 530-605-4567.
Do you remember?
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. The weather is starting to change. It's still hot, so you still got to make sure the air conditioner is working. That all of your filters are clean. But now it's going to get cold, so you're going to need that warmth. And where do you get warmth? Besides the arms of Lucky Jeswani, our lawyer, is homecomfort.org. Go to that website and give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they believe in quality, real quality for their customers, whom they, you know, they kind of even think of them as family. Okay, our guest is Lucky Jeswani. Okay, Lucky, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
And again, congratulations on your being. You know what? What that does is it recognizes all your work that you've done.
Yeah,
as not just as being a Cracker Jack lawyer,
right?
But as other things you've done in our society too around here.
Yeah,
part of it.
I'm pretty involved with a lot of community events going on and a lot of our other charitable organizations we have here in town. So
okay.
Keeps me busy, not just with my law practice.
Okay, you know, some of the things we were talking about during the break when we, you know, when we go on breaks, we talk about these things that, you know, that taking care of business when it happens, you know, when things, you want things to happen, you know, not to have to especially get into court, but something like you see these things like LegalZoom.com or LegalCom.Zoom, whatever it is, and they give you these, they give you a boilerplate contract.
Right.
On the surface, sounds good.
Right, and they're not necessarily bad. Technically, they could, you know, potentially are accurate, but the way I see them now is the modern-day stationery store. You know, we don't have those stationery stores so much anymore. I mean, they do exist, but it's more just an online version of just a non-customized legal document for an individual. They may be accurate for some situations, but they might not be accurate for that individual's particular situation.
Yeah.
Looking at them, I never recommend them to my clients just because they're too cookie cutter. They don't fit.
It could be ambiguous.
It could be ambiguous, and it doesn't necessarily fit what they need. And if it doesn't fit what they need, then they've just wasted their money on whatever type of document that they've just paid for, and it doesn't accomplish whatever goals that they really set out to have.
And that leads us to the next thing is a lot of times you write up a contract with your buddy.
Right.
For something. Now, this is what I found out. You know, Mike Quinn and I are friends, you know, and I bought a license from him for the station.
Uh-huh.
We wrote it all out. And guess what? As soon as the lawyers get a hold of it, it changes dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
And it changes because words that mean something to Bob, producer Bob, and myself, and probably even you.
Oh, yeah.
That once you put them down on a piece of paper for a contract means completely different things.
They need to be worded in a specific way. If there's going to be arbitration clauses, you know, and keeping foresight of issues that could pop up, certain words need to be there in a certain way. Otherwise, they're not going to have the right.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid. That's what I was I mean, but didn't we just say that? And, you know, because they took a passage and changed it completely around. And no, you didn't say that. What you said was this, and I was just astounded by it when you get into it in the legal terms. And I don't know if it should be like that or not. To me, it seems like it should be pretty, you know, A is A and B is B.
Well, unfortunately, the reason why it needs to be written in a certain way is because either the courts or statute have laid it out, stating that this is what specific words mean. While a layperson may not agree with it and may use different wordings for it, certain words have been given meaning by the courts or
words,
by statute.
Words mean something. Hey, you got a question here from, I think it's Gidget.
Gidget PDX.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What does PDX mean? What's PDX mean?
Not sure.
Gidget PDX. Gidget, what's PDX mean? Okay, the question is, when would you need a lawyer for small claims court?
Well,
If ever.
Well, for small claims cases, you cannot take a lawyer with you. Obviously, if you're a lawyer yourself, you can attend a small claims case for yourself, but you cannot be represented by counsel at a small claims trial. Going back to Bob's original question, when you're served with a lawsuit, often cases are small claims lawsuits, so you could get served with a small claims lawsuit. In those type of scenarios, it's important to make sure you look over the documents and see exactly what it says. And it's not a bad idea to still consult with an attorney, even for a small claims lawsuit, depending on what the cost is going to be. There's plenty of attorneys out there who do offer free consultations, and even if they don't, the small fee involved with it may be proved to be highly beneficial.
You can be, they can take you for like what up to how big a chunk can they take out of small claims?
$10,000 is the maximum amount. Now there's some exceptions to they up that the first of this year. It used to be $7,500 and now it's $10,000. So the whole point, part of the reason for that was to limit the cases that are in the regular civil courthouse, so the judges aren't overburdened and the courts aren't overburdened. Now, like I said, there are certain exceptions to that $10,000 maximum, but in any event, at the small claims court hearing or the trial, while you can't be represented by an attorney at that trial, you could be prepared by an attorney beforehand. So you understand the process, what to say, how to communicate your argument, and how to put on evidence.
Yeah, for $10,000, it might be worth it.
In addition, if there's a small claims appeal, at that time you can be represented by an attorney.
Okay.
Because it's a new trial, and it is treated as a trial de novo. So under those circumstances only can you be represented by an attorney at a small claims lawsuit. It's one of That's the one and only time.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right. That was interesting because I was, you know, Judge Judy and all these. Now, you know, I want to talk about that when we get back. I want to talk about Judge Judy and all these courts. Gloria Allred.
Judge Wapner.
Judge Wapner's gone, isn't he? Wapner?
Yeah, but he started it.
He started it. But I want to talk about, do you mind talking about those
just
for a second?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Because I want to talk about the reality of this, and it seems like to me another reality show.
Right.
And you know how I feel about those. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. I guess this is a reality show.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama addressing more than 100 other leaders and the world at large at the United Nations General Assembly. First paying tribute to Ambassador Chris Stevens, killed with three other Americans in Libya.
He acted with humility, but he also stood up for a set of principles.
On the anti-Muslim video leading to violent protests in some countries.
It is an insult not only to Muslims, but to America as well. For as the city outside these walls makes clear, we are a country that has welcomed people of every race and every faith.
On the violence in Syria.
And as we meet here, we again declare that the regime of Bashar al-Assad must come to an end so that the suffering of the Syrian people can stop and a new dawn can begin.
The president also saying Iran must not develop nuclear weapons and that the time for diplomacy to prevent that is not unlimited. This is a Fox News alert.
Hello, this is Glenn Hawes. Wanda and I would like to invite you to a special event we are having for Brian Daly. Brian is running for State Assembly, and we would like you and your family to meet Brian and his family Wednesday, the 26th of September. Come on out to Historic Hawes Farms for some barbecue. Bring the whole family for a fun evening of rides and activities. Gates open at 5 and dinner is at 6. Brian is a hardworking, successful farmer who will make a great assemblyman. Come out and show your support. You can buy tickets online at briandaly.com or call 276-7743 to find out where you can pick up tickets. Once again, come out and meet Brian Daly and his family September 26th at Hawes Farms, Dershowitz Deschutes Roads in Anderson. See you there.
This message was paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price, So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda is getting ready for her swarry later on today. I think we're having the city of Reading, is the state of Reading today. I believe at 11:30. 8:34 in the morning on September the 25th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Everybody goes there to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest is Lucky Jezrani, our lawyer of choice here. What can I say? Lucky, great guy. Just is in the best of the North State, is finished in the top three. In fact, just nipping at the heels. Maybe even almost nosed them out of Dugan Bar or Bar Mudford. I mean, you were probably close. You know what? If you had probably leaned into the finish, you might have taken it.
We'll never know, but hopefully maybe next year.
Next year, get your nose into it, and you will. You'll get into it. Okay. We've had some questions about the small claims court. We've talked about if somebody hands you a notice that probably should have a lawyer take a look at it, see how kind of trouble you're in. When you're writing contracts, let's take a look at, you should not do it, especially a cookie cutter one, but something that really reflects what you are talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, okay. In fact, recently one of my clients, they had a trust completed by one of those traveling salesmen, which is kind of like what the online trusts are.
This is something that you can join this and get 36 hours of legal help or something.
Well,
like
that's
that.
A little different. This is more different? Of just a traveling salesperson who's
came into town.
They go to some of the senior centers, and they're not attorneys, and they just sell kind of a fill-in-the-blank type stationary trust package. So what that ended up doing was the trust wasn't properly funded. Now, because the trust wasn't properly funded, it's a little complicated getting into it. But in general, the real estate was not put into the trust, and that kind of defeated the whole purpose of the individual creating his trust, because when he passed away, we weren't able to transfer the asset immediately to his children. We have to make a special motion now to the court, which is called a Hegstead petition, and it's an unnecessary cost that his children have to expend due to something just not being done. Not being done correctly.
Okay. All right. I hate that. When people come into senior citizens' homes, to me, there ought to be a law against that, about people coming in and selling things in a senior citizen's
home. And it's, nothing really illegal about what they've done, what he sold. It's just it didn't fit what he needed, and it wasn't done by an attorney, so it wasn't just done right. And now it's just costing more money and taking more time, unfortunately. I mean, it's not something that I'm inexperienced in fixing. It's just if I was originally involved in the matter, this issue would have never arose.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. You're live on KCNR.
I'm live on KCNR. Say, I have a question for the attorney gentleman there.
All right. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Carl was talking earlier about the air quality control situation. My question is this, that if that affects a business, would it be logical and possible for the person who's affected and damaged by that to sue the county for monetary damages?
Well, that could be possible. I do not practice actions against municipalities, and that's what that basically means is...
Well, I understand it may be beyond your, not in your expertise, but you could have an opinion on it.
Well, my opinion is if it is causing some sort of damage, there are certain procedures you can take to take an action against a municipality. There are very specific statutes, and it does require you to move very quickly, whether it be for a business or an individual. But if damage did occur to a business, potentially that would be an actionable case against a municipality.
And like in this one, the Clean Air Act, they could force you to redo every one of your diesel engines. And say you're a small business operator with five, and each one of those is going to cost you $65,000. That's a major impact. It could put you out of business. Is there anything you could do about that?
Well, if it's something that's created statute or federal law, that is going to require compliance. And if there is no sort of variance for your individual business, and if it's going to put you out of business, then...
That's just it, right?
It just seems to be one of those unfortunate situations. Now, I'm sure there'd be some sort of variances or measures or stimulus packages of some kind to protect against that. I don't think that the government wants to put any... Well,
sure they do. They don't care. The first thing out of your mouth could be the government doesn't care.
You have monetary damages that you should be able to reclaim those.
Right, but if it's based on federal law and... Or state law, and it's a compliance issue and not something occurring to your business due to somebody else, then
yeah.
I wouldn't see that as actionable.
So I got a feeling is that they can do that, and they can put people out of business, Henry, and there's just nothing you can do about it. If you don't have the money, if you can't get somebody to loan you the money to fix your diesel, and I don't know what this is about, but we've had several phone calls from people concerning this, is that with the new air quality indexes, is that it's going to destroy their business. And just in our school buses. And for the state of California, it's going to cost millions of dollars to go back and redo them.
Yeah. Incidentally, Carl, we still on for 10:30?
We are.
Good.
I'll see you over
anyway,
there.
Anyway, I wanted to bring that up, and that should be brought out before the public, because if they can recover damages, that might change their mind about the vote.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We got to take a quick break here. Lucky Jesvani is our guest and our lawyer of choice out here giving out legal advice to all of those who may have a question about the legalities of the state of California. Let's call in here at 530-605-4567 or drop a line in the chat room. Something for Lucky. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The Greater Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce kicks off the fall festivities at Historic Hawes Ranch Saturday, September 29th with an old-time family celebration. Tons of activities, water melodating contests, sack races, three-legged races, BB gun and bow and arrow shooting. Purchase a raffle ticket to win a Smith & Wesson 22 semi-automatic rifle. All-day fun with contests, zip lines, pony rides, and more prizes than you can shake a stick at. It's a full day of fun, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 8 p.m., tear up the new dance floor under the stars with a hoedown throwdown featuring the Billies playing a mixture of country, blues, and classic rock and roll. Cold beer and wine will be available at the watering hole. Put on your dancing shoes for a hoedown throwdown at Historic Hawes Ranch. Dance gates open at 6 p.m. Band starts playing at 8 p.m. to midnight. It's a full day of fun at Historic Hawes Ranch on Dersh and Deschutes Road, Saturday, September 29th.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. What's he thinking about now? I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. It's a monster truck. West Coast Monster Truck Nationals and Bigfoot's back in town October 7th. I've got two tickets. I have two tickets for Monster Truck Nationals in Red Bluff on October 7th. General admission, $16 tickets. $16 tickets for the first person that calls. 530-605-4567. I'm really switching spots here. But you can get two tickets to the West Coast Monster Truck Nationals. Take your family here. Take your son. Take your daughter. Take your girlfriend. These are $16 tickets. It's October 7th, general admission. And you're talking about Bigfoot. You're talking about District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. West Coast Monster Truck Nationals. Okay. Our guest is Lucky Jezrani. Okay, Lucky, I see on the TV show, I see things like Judge Wapner and Judge Judy and Judge Allred and Judge Joe and all these others.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them.
What the hell are these? Are these like real judges? I mean, what do you have to do? I mean, everybody gets in and they talk about each other and they talk about this and talk about that. And at the end, they make a ruling.
Right.
So, I mean, do you have to sign away all your rights or something?
Well, it's not so much signing away your rights. What these TV shows are, they are not real courts. What they've become is arbitrations. And it's binding arbitration. So technically what these judges are arbitrators, and it's a made-for-TV show, kind of a small claims lawsuit. So initially, these cases are brought before the small claims court, and somehow or another, they get contacted by the producers, and these individuals decide to take their case and submit them to these judge shows. And because it's binding arbitration, whatever the judge, in quotes, decides is going to be the final ruling and the decision of their,
so it is a legal, because they've signed it off and it's an arbitrator. So whatever they said, we'll accept what they. But I understand is that they'll pay. You know, they'll pay for the. I come in there, I sue you for something. You find in my, you know, you find against the other guy, the defendant.
Right.
You find against him. You find for me. I'm supposed to get $3,000 that the show pays the $3,000.
And that's my understanding as well. From I've had. A friend of mine, she had appeared on the show a long while back, and exactly what she had told me, she did get taxed on that amount because it was considered winnings because it was deemed like a TV show.
Right.
So it's a
but
little
the tax is better than having to pay the amount.
Right. And so the show pays for the travel expenses for the hotel, and my understanding as well for the defendant's damages as well if the defendant is found to be held responsible. That's my understanding from what I've seen in the past and what a friend of mine had told me.
Okay, so say it's this then. Say that, okay, you sue me for $3,000 on the TV show.
Sure.
You lose. Do you still get the $3,000?
No, I do not think that is the case at all, because it's only should there be winnings will you receive any money. Now, you do receive the travel expenses and the hotel accommodations, but that's the extent of.
Okay, so in other words, even if you lose, and you don't get anything, and then if I lose, the show will pay you. what I lost.
Yeah, and that's what you can actually see occasionally. I guess it comes on her appearance comes on the Judge Judy show. So she was the plaintiff in that matter and was able to recover some money, and it was paid for by the show.
Okay, at the break, tell me who it is. So, is this somebody we've seen already today?
No.
Okay, this is somebody else. All right. No, I'm just wondering about that. Okay, getting back into reality here. Have you heard what's happened on the freedom of speech with ACLU and the Tea Party against the library? That was supposed to have come out on Friday, but I was gone, so I didn't know.
I didn't hear about that.
I don't know if it came out or not.
I was taking a mini little break Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so I wasn't available with the news. I was out of cell phone coverage, wasn't able to.
You must have been up where we were at.
Possibly.
Up in the mountains someplace. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Lucky Just Ronnie is our guest. We're talking law, legal, and we're going to come back, and we'll come back with a couple other questions about what you can do and if you get kind of caught up in the legal system. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. We gave away those monster truck tickets. Bill, you won. I think it was Bill. Let me look here. Yep, Bill, you won. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. That's right. Big Bike Weekend's coming up pretty quick, my friends, but it's still time to go down there and buy an icon of motorcycles, a Harley Davidson. See Nathan down there at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give him a call at 241-7117. They're open today at 9 a.m. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They've got it all at Redding Harley Davidson. They have it all. The bike you want. The bike you want to ride. That leather jacket. That shirt. They've got it. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Our guest is Lucky Jezrani. He is here. And Lucky, what have you got here?
Just one quick last thing now that we're at the tail end of the show. There was one question about what happens or what should he do should you have a tenant while you're a landlord who vacates the property that you've rented to them and that they've left behind a junk car, an abandoned vehicle. It's not working. It's just junk.
They've walked away from – they could walk away from a whole house full of stuff, in fact.
They could. And so. Personal property items exclude – the vehicle has its own set of rules, but other personal property items, there are specific rules for whether it's worth over $300 or if it's worth more than $300. Rarely does a tenant leave something behind exceeding $300. I've rarely ever seen something
like
that.
What if they do? What do you have to do? Do you have to put it in special storage for them or something?
And there's certain statutory things you have to go through. But with the motor vehicles, it's a lot tougher because you do need some of the cooperation from the police department or the sheriff's department for first red tagging the vehicle. It needs to clearly be junk, maybe missing an engine, missing a windshield, something along those lines, so that if it's been tagged, it can be towed away. Which can be tough to do because there's, all the police departments right now are understaffed and overworked.
Why can't you just have something towed away?
Well, because it's not your property.
You can have them towed out here, out behind the.
Well, if it's on a public street, that makes it a lot easier. But if it's just sitting on your lot and it's just a junk vehicle, if it's on a city street, you can have it arranged to have it towed away within 72 hours.
You're starting to. Ramp me up here.
Okay.
Not you specifically. So I've got some deadbeat that leaves his junker car on my property and stiffs me with a month's rent. And it's sitting there. It's leaking oil. I can't just have it towed to the nearest junkyard or impound lot and just say, there it is. I can't do that. It's on my property.
Well, you can have it towed. But it's got to be 24 hours after you notify the police that it lacks an engine, a transmission, wheels, tires, door, windshield, or anything.
But what if it does have those? What if it's just a junker,
okay.
You can't do anything, really?
And then
cops come down and say, well, what if they say to you, well, you know what, it's not a junker, it's a 67 Pinto, but it works.
Well, and then under that circumstance, you would need to get some of the city involved with it, and you would need to get the police to cooperate to have it be towed away. That gets much more complicated in those circumstances.
My gosh, you mean you don't have the right to move something off your own property?
Well, because there's a lot of rights for tenants, and sometimes it's not
left. But they've left, though, right?
But it needs to be. When it's personal property, it needs to be made clear that they really have abandoned it. And with a vehicle, and if it's in working order, you're going to need cooperation from the city and the police department.
Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I used to live across from a bunch of apartments, and when people would move out and leave a vehicle, actually the manager of that apartment complex would go out there during the night and push that car out to the curb, along the curb, on the street, and let it sit there for a couple of days and call the police and say, hey, there's a car sitting out here. It's been here for a couple of days. And they'd come tow it.
Oh, Bill. You know what, Bill?
Well, I can't
That's a great idea.
The way the property owners got rid of it at apartments.
Well, I can't make any sort of recommendation like that, obviously.
But that works, right?
That worked.
Well, if it's on the curb, it would get towed away. But I can't make any recommendation for a landlord to move or push a vehicle.
Of course not. Yeah. We would never do that.
Absolutely not.
Bill, bless
you. Have a great day, you guys.
You just made my day better.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
You know what? I never even thought of that. Duh. And you couldn't say something like that.
Make it Lucky. Somebody else's problem.
Yeah, Lucky. You know what? Lucky is such a straight arrow. Not that you don't think out of the box, because I know Lucky does. But why don't you just push it off and put it on the street? Oh, okay. I was thinking of things like busting out the window. See, I'm thinking about let it there, but take a sledgehammer and knock out the front windshield. But, now we have something that you can't try it. No, just push it out. A couple beers. Come on over, guys. Let's push this street. Push it out in the street. Let it stay there a day. Call the cops. Somebody else on the phone. I heard the phone ring. Somebody else. Okay. All right. Lucky Jezrani.
Yeah.
Okay, now, tomorrow on our show, we have Jim Nielsen and we have Piyush Dhanuka. Dr. Dhanuka, he's always got a great show talking about the latest and what's happening in our health. He comes up with something great every time to keep you alive. But Lucky, how do people get a hold of you? That's the big thing.
They can get a hold of me by calling my office. That phone number is 530-241-3350. That's 241-3350. Or check out my website. I do have a blog that I update regularly on just various legal issues or topics that are topical to our local area. And that's justronnielaw.com, spelled JESRANILaw.com. That's all one word.
Is it illegal for me to trap cats that come into my yard and then take them down to Haven Humane?
Trap the cats?
Yeah, I mean, they're coming into my yard, so I just put them in Haven. You know, I get one of those little, you know, nice traps.
Are they stray, or do you know the owners?
They've come into my yard.
I think you
They
would,
don't have a collar.
I think if they're causing some sort of issues, you would want to talk to your neighbors who may be the owners of the cats, but if they're just... They seem like they're being unattended to. You may want to call up.
If they're in my yard, they're obviously unattended to, right? Don't want me to. You don't, am I putting you on the spot here? Okay. I'm not going to ask you, Lucky. All right. Just something I was just wondering about. Okay. Tomorrow, Jim Nielsen's going to be on early in the morning. Then we're going to have Pius Tanuka. Great. Thanks a lot, Lucky. No wonder you know what? Next year. The best in the North State.
Hey, you too, Carl. We'll get you on there too.
Yeah. You know? Okay, we'll be right back. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? KTNR, Shasta Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
It is time to leave the call of violence and the politics of division behind.
President Obama addressing the UN General Assembly, condemning intolerance, but saying real democracy is hard work. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live at the UN.
President Obama opening his speech talking about U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and the ideals he stood for, saying the killing of innocents will never be tolerated. He spoke of the several countries from the Arab Spring that have transitioned to fledgling democracies in less than 2 years.
Now, let me be clear. Just as we cannot solve every problem in the world, the United States has not and will not seek to dictate the outcome of democratic transitions abroad.
He had harsh words for the Syrian regime, saying it had to go, and told Iran time for diplomacy is limited. Lisa?
Courtney, the president now set to address another forum where his Republican challenger spoke earlier. Fox News Radio's Kirsten McNary has more live.